Well, I think it's something we've known about for a while. You know, it's happened a couple of years ago. It's not a new incident. It's not breaking news. So it was just a matter of time. So just like anybody else, it'll be next man, next man up. We'll always be looking, to improve the roster. But, I think for the short term, I think we'll do it from within. I think he's had a good camp. I think he's still learning. It's a new level, no different than many of you might have gone from JV to varsity. It's kind of like that going from college ball to pro football. But I like what I've seen. He's stout. I think he's learning to transition faster, recognizing the run in the pass, the difference. He's a big body that pushes the pocket. So I like where he's headed. A little bit. We kind of had an idea. I think he's still going to be a viable part of our defense. He'll still be in the building. He doesn't have to start serving the suspension until we start preparing for Green Bay. So he'll still be in there. He's been a big help with the young players, as a leader. So he'll still be in the building, still be working, still be practicing. And we'll kind of keep you updated on what his playing time will be, through the next two preseason games. Well, I think it's all critical. It's better when you're out there, regardless of what position or what person you're talking about. But, he's day to day. When they clear him medically, we feel like, that's the smartest thing to do. He'll be out there. So I won't be able to tell you until we get closer to game day. Outstanding. I think he saw early in camp that, wasn't too big for him, wasn't too fast. He's a very humble, sharp guy, willing to learn, and he has talent.
Did he help himself with that game against Indianapolis?
Yeah, every time they go out there, I tell the team, they're going to pick the roster. And so those performances are big, and I think he's had two pretty good outings, and hopefully we can improve this week against Cincinnati. I've liked how we've improved. I look more at the big picture than individuals. I'm not a big fan of evaluating guys in the media, but I think, at the end of the day, the guys have improved every week, every day, and that's kind of what we've looked at. Where it shakes out, we still have two more preseason games before, we cut to 75 or cut to 53, and, we're getting to know them, they're getting to know us, and, I like the way they've gone about their business so far, and that's all positions.